Zero inflation. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what President Biden is hailing after the better-than-expected report for July.
Here's what that means. While the price of some things went up last month, the price of other things went down by the same amount.
And it's the first time this year there was no monthly increase in consumer prices, held down by falling gas prices, now a dollar less than the record high, but there is still a lot of inflation from a year ago. Consumer prices up 8.5%, less than expected, a bit less than June's 40-year high. That sent stocks surging, the Dow's gaining over 500 points. The president made his comments before signing a veterans' health care bill.
We have many obligations, but only one truly sacred obligation: to equip those we send into harm's way and to care for them and their families when they come home.
The bill's focus:
helping veterans exposed to toxic burn pits during their military service. It adds conditions including hypertension to the Department of Veterans Affairs list of illnesses that have been incurred or exacerbated while serving.
Fox is telling you, Jay Powers, former President Trump was just under oath, questioning the New York Attorney General's investigation into his business practices.
The former president is pleading the fifth rather than giving testimony in a deposition regarding a civil case brought by the state attorney general, Letitia James. Mr. Trump released a statement soon after he entered the offices of the state attorney general that said, in part, and I quote, "I did nothing wrong," which is why after 5 years of looking, the federal, state, and local governments, together with the fake news media, have found nothing.
Fox's David Lee Miller. Republicans in Congress keep demanding more information from the Justice Department on the FBI raid on Trump's Florida home Monday in a classified White House records probe. Senator Rand Paul tells Fox,
It's demoralizing for the country, and it takes away so much faith in our law enforcement.
America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
The retrial is underway in Michigan for two men charged in a plot to kidnap Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The first trial ended in a hung jury. Another Republican is headed to Washington. Brad Finstad won a special election in Minnesota to replace late GOP Congressman Jim Hagedorn, who died earlier this year. Also in that state, Progressive Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar narrowly escaped losing her primary, beating a more moderate Democrat, Don Samuels, by just 2 points. But in Washington state, a congresswoman did lose in a close race that lasted a week after the voting.
Congresswoman Jamie Herrera Butler is now conceding defeat in her race against Trump-backed challenger Joe Kent. And Congresswoman Butler joins the growing list of Republicans who voted to impeach former President Trump to lose their primary.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. Another Republican supported by the former president won the primary for governor in Wisconsin.
We feel like we're on a slippery slope towards socialism.
Tim Michaels beat Rebecca Clayfish, who was backed by ex-Vice President Pence. Now, he will try, Michaels, to unseat Democratic Governor Tony Evers. It's only August 10th, so for a lot of kids, especially in the Northeast, they have several weeks of summer left, but that is not the case in the South. Students already back in class in places like Georgia, and
it's the first day of school in and around Orlando, and there are staffing shortages still. Osceola County, Florida, is seeing busing delays due to a driver shortage. Randy Wheeler is their transportation chief.
Every student will get a ride.
In Brevard County, the Melbourne area, school deputies now carry rifles.
Making sure our schools are hard targets so that anyone with evil in their heart will think twice about coming onto one of our campuses.
Sheriff Wayne Ivey, and with certain federal COVID measures ended, free breakfast and lunch for all students is over.
That's Evan Brown in Broward County, Florida. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.